See. All right. How's the conference so far? Good stuff? Great. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining me this afternoon. My name is Dux Raymond Tsai. Feel free to call me Dux. It's my real name. Had a hard time growing up with it. Got my ducks in a row now. So, very excited this afternoon to talk to you about how you fast-track project management success with Project Online, especially now all of you have access to Project Online, and this is going to be fun. So just a quick background, I've been working with this technology since the mid-90s, Microsoft Project. Anybody remember their very first experience with Microsoft Project? Raise your hand. That fateful day that changed your lives? To me, I can never forget it because to me, it was like that first bad date I had, you know? Because back then, my job, I was an engineer. I wrote code in assembler. Anybody know assembler? If you don't know, you weren't born yet, right? And my boss walks into my office and says, hey, Docs, you need to work on this new project we're working on. Here's Microsoft Project to help you schedule. I'm like, yeah, whatever. I'm an engineer. Office stuff, that's end user. I'm a master in Word, Excel, PowerPoint, Project, whatever. So I fired that darn thing up. I forgot what version. It was like 97. And boy, I stared at it for like 3 freaking hours because I didn't know what to do with it. It looks like a spreadsheet. And then I scratched my head, okay, I put stuff in, then what, right? But boy, it's been almost 15 years or more than 15 years, and now I've joined the dark side, as they may say. But a lot of great evolution has happened, a lot of great improvements, and Project Online is, I would say, the next best thing to slice bread in the world of project management. Now, to get our conversation started, the Project Management Institute, anybody PMP in the house? Not PIMP, PMP? PMP, okay. The Project Management Institute did a great global survey last year, asked project managers, certified project managers, what's the number one tool they rely on they can't live without, right? And the survey came back, hundreds of thousands of respondents, and you know what the number one answer was? Excel was number 3. What's number 1? No, that. Outlook, email. Email is the number one project management tool in 2013. In the age where everybody should have iPhone 5S, you gotta have GPS in your car because you don't want to get lost. You gotta have a TiVo or video recorder at home because you can't miss that show, Dancing with the Stars. And what do you use to manage projects? Email. A 1973 technology. No, that's not true, Ducks. We're so mature, you know. We've got all these certifications. Really? Where's that status report? Let me check my email. Where's that schedule update? Let me check my email. Where's that budget? Let me check my email. You know, email, when it first came out, it's kind of like Twitter. It has, I think, a 256-character limit. It wasn't intended to be used as how we're using it today. 1973 tool and still kicking. We could be better. And I'm going to tell you how and show you how with tools like Project Online. So, again, quick background. My name is Dux. I'm with AvePoint Public Sector. I'm the VP of Customer Strategy and Solutions, but I've been working in the world of project management for a while now. I wrote the book SharePoint for Project Management. At that time, you know, there was Project Server, but again, people love their email, and to go to Project Server was like a big jump. And SharePoint was a good baby step. So I came up with this book, one of the first business-focused book. And for you guys being here, I'll give everyone a copy. Would you like that? All right, so I'll just pass this around. Just write your name or put your card, and I'll send you a code so you can download the book for free, okay? And if you want to put money, feel free. So I've been working in the world of project management for a while now, and I love the suite of tools that Microsoft offers because it helps me a lot as a project manager. So let's get this conversation started here. So what we're going to do in the next hour, I have 3 main goals, and I want to make sure we're all in the right place. I'm sure you've seen or heard a lot about Project Online, especially in this keynote this morning. Maybe some of you took some sessions. But one of the first things I want to iron out is talk about the value of Project Online, not just from a Microsoft pitch. I've been working with customers. I'm using it myself for my organization. And again, I'm going to talk to you about why it's quite valuable, especially in this day and age where we're told to do more with less. The second objective I want to impart is, what are the key steps in just enabling Project Online? Now, you got that email with a free Project Online access for 3 months. Anybody tried it already? Anybody? Okay. So some of you, when you try it, especially if you're familiar with Project Server, Project Online, it might be a walk in the park, but some of you, you try it and like, okay, well, what do I do next? You got all these settings. It's like that first bad date again. Bad memories, right? So I'm going to show you what are some of the key things you should do right away. And then number three, I'm going to give you a step-by-step process on once you've configured it, how do you get started in using it, creating a project, training people, also tracking stuff, talking about reporting. So we'll look at these three core things. Okay, so to get our conversation started here, you know, we talked about this morning during the keynote. We live in a world where I want to get it done now, right? Your boss talks to you and say, hey, docs, I'll work on this thing, and by the way, I want it yesterday. You think, what? And he or she will be laughing, but it's true. They want it soon. Okay, who do I get to help me with this? No one. How much money can I have to hire contractors? None, right? So we live in that world, and more importantly, we're asked to get it done with so little, yet everything so distributed. I mean, right now I'm working on a customer that's on the other, working with a customer that's on the other side of the world in Singapore, right? That's just the new norm. Another reality we face today is do more with less. You know, capital expenses, operational expenses, upfront costs, no budget, but we still need to get it done. Another reality we face is we live in a very, very competitive world, right? Where's Netscape? Where's Blockbuster? For those not from Blockbuster, they're a chain of video chains, that's no more. AOL. Bethlehem Steel. Anybody remember Bethlehem Steel? They pretty much built America. Voisda, where are they? Right? How do we keep up with the very fast-paced environment we live in? And lastly, how do we provide visibility? I mean, every decision maker, every manager, every executive I talk to, their biggest thing, and Jared talked about it this morning, docs, I just want to know what's going on. Are we ahead? Are we behind? How much money have we spent? What's the development team doing? I don't have visibility into my resources. You know how they love to worship the red, amber, green God? Where's my dashboard? By the way, that's a secret to career success. You want to get promoted? When you see your boss again, look at them straight in the eye and use this one word, dashboard. Instant promotion. Seriously. That's what I did. Now, how can Project Online help us?
Sarah is the executive vice president of women's wear for a national retailer. She manages a team that manages multiple projects. Many projects are large, others are small or just getting started. To handle it all, Sarah and her team use Microsoft Project Online, a cloud-based solution, which allows them to work together on projects and gives Sarah visibility and insight across everything. With a single view of all the work that matters to her, Sarah can make smart decisions about her team's projects. She can prioritize projects based on which ones best align with the company's strategy and staff accordingly. Once in place, Sarah and her team can work and collaborate from almost anywhere, on almost any device, as well as follow people and documents that are important to their projects. When needed, she and her team can easily create powerful, flexible reports and keep others up to date. Project Online gives Sarah and her team one location, in the cloud and delivered by Microsoft, where they can do everything they need to prioritize, manage, and collaborate on projects large and small, which means Sarah and her team can deliver the intended business results. Project Portfolio Management, in the cloud.
So I like that video because it encapsulates how a solution, a platform like Project Online, can address those business needs. And really, why Project Online? It's flexible. It's available regardless of the size of your organization. But even better, again, as indicated by that little quick video, I'll show you some demos, it allows users to engage and interact with familiar experiences. And what do we mean by familiar experiences? You know, a lot of times when we tell people, hey, you need to use a project management tool, you get this anaphylactic reaction, right? Oh, I'm not a project manager. These days, everybody's a project manager. Although most of everyone are reluctant project managers, they still have to work in this dynamic. But with a Microsoft platform, experiences around their mobile devices, Office, Windows, tablet, they can keep doing what they're doing, and Project Online can enhance that. It's built on top of a technology called SharePoint. So it's going to use all the goodness of SharePoint and more, and we'll see a lot of it this week. It's an Office 365 component. And then lastly, it's built for the cloud, which is scalable as well. Earlier, before this session, a gentleman was asking, well, Dux, is this secure? I'm with the government, you know, blah, blah, blah. So this morning, Jared kind of talked about the Office 365 Trust Center. But one thing he didn't raise is Office 365 as a cloud platform has the most certification by government entities and agencies around the world. Office 365 is DoD certified, at least in the US, Department of Defense, and there's equivalent certification elsewhere. Now, what does this mean for you? What this means for you is with a solution like Project Online, it enables you to deliver project management on your terms. And if there's a few words you can remember in this session, I want you to walk away with project management on my terms. How I work, how my team works, what my business needs and goals are. It's that adaptable. Regardless if you're engaged with basic team-based work management or project collaboration, Project Online, because SharePoint's part of it, can provide that. If your team needs better scheduling and things like dependencies and all that good stuff, Project Pro comes with it. Heather did a session on Project Pro earlier, and I'll quickly talk about that, how that works with Project Online, but you can use that. You can also use, certainly, all the portfolio management capabilities of Project Online around reporting, around resource management, around enforcing organizational standards. So it's adaptable. You can deliver your project management needs on your terms. You can make everyone happy. I mean, we all have different project management needs, be it basic collaboration. There's a great session today on application lifecycle management, line of business integration. But what I want to point out here is, you know, we always look at this top end of what our project needs are. But what we often forget and don't consider is its capability across multiple devices, multiple tools, non-Microsoft devices, to interact with it. And that's the huge thing. A lot of our users always complain, I don't want to learn some fancy new system. I mean, imagine if they can use their Outlook or Project or Excel or Word alongside Project Online. That's so powerful. And I'll show you a few things in a second. And from a pricing perspective, this was exciting this morning. If you sign up for Project Online, it's $33 per user per month. And what they get for $33, it's the full Project Online experience. So they get SharePoint, they get Project Pro. Now, as Jared indicated this morning, well, Docs, what about like team members or contractors? All they need is to update tasks and all that. They don't need the full whiz bang thing. Starting May 1st, it's $7 per user per month. Now, these are published prices. Certainly, if you have enterprise agreements with Microsoft, there may be other types of enterprise type of licensing offers. So let's get going here. Now that we talked about the value of Project Online, some costing information, I'm going to step you through five steps to rapidly implement Project Online. So first step is you configure it. So I know this is kind of basic here. So let's say when you get the email, right, that you got and start using Project Online, when you click on that link, you fill out your name, and you hit submit, the next page you see is this page. And this is what's known as the Office 365 admin page. So let me bring that up. Yes, I use a Mac. Get over it. That's the beauty, right? I like Macs. What can I say? So I'm on my Mac. I go to the Office 365 Admin Center. And what this page shows me, it shows me all the services that's running. So when you sign up for a project online, you'll see something similar. I have more stuff here. And the very first thing that's going to happen, it will show you I'm building project online for you. And the way to see that is you can simply go to admin and then SharePoint, and project online is a part of SharePoint. It will bring up all your different what's called site collection. And notice there's a part here that says project web app. That's your project online instances. I have two instances provisioned, and it's showing me it's there. I can get to it. So when you sign up, wait for it to provision. And then as it's provisioning, the next thing that you can do while you're in the Office 365 admin is you can start adding your users, right? And there's a little nice shortcut section here where you can add new users, all right? And very straightforward. You give, you know, name, email address, what have you. And once that's done, the third step you have to do, these are just some of the core things, basic things, is don't forget to assign licenses. So, for example, I'm going to pick myself, all right? And click Docs. So notice that in my Office 365 Admin Center, it shows you two buckets. I have on the top part, for those that already have Microsoft Office 365 account, so you get SharePoint, email, all the stuff other than Project Online, you see it as the top section. And the bottom is where Project Online shows up. Now, if you only have Project Online, meaning when you got this email this morning, you sign up, you don't have Office 365, all you see in the licensing section is this bottom part. Just make sure you assign licenses to the individual. Yeah, I'm going to give them Project Pro, Project Online, SharePoint Online. You pretty much check all this. And then you hit save, and it should be good. Now, once you've configured or familiarized yourself with Project Online, so you made sure it's provisioned, you added new users, you assigned licenses. The next thing is you download and install Project Professional. Earlier, Heather was talking about Project On Demand. And let me go back up here. So one of the things you can do is you can click Download Software. And this is the whole idea of Project On Demand. You can install Microsoft Project Pro. See, notice it won't let me because I'm on my Mac. But if I jump on my, unfortunately, there's no Project Pro for the Mac. If I jump on my Windows environment, and let's download software here. Let's click Project. Notice that Microsoft Project is there. I can click Install. And once I do that, it's going to install Project Pro on my desktop. Y'all with me? Okay. First step, configure Project Online. Yes, sir. Very good question. The question was, well, Docs, what if I already have Project Pro 2013? Do you need to replace that? The answer is it depends, right? In my experience, you don't. But what's going to happen is, so let's say you got Project Pro, you put your license there, and you start using it with Project Online, which we'll see in a second. It might ask you to log in to your Project Online account. And that's my experience, and it works. In fact, that's how I have it set up on my machine. Now, I've read online where for some people, they have to uninstall their existing Project Pro and install this, the one that's being offered on Project Online. I don't know for what reason, maybe some incompatibility, I'm not sure. But the short answer is, in my experience, yes, you can. It'll just tell you to log in. Yeah, good. Any other questions? Okay, so now, once Project Online is configured, it's provisioned, you've added users, all that good stuff, and you've installed Project Pro on your desktop, the next step is you familiarize yourself with Project Web App. So let me explain real quick. So I'm on Office 365 Admin Center. Up here, by the way, this thing in Microsoft speak is called Ellipsis. Ellipsis, I don't know why it's called that, but it's called Ellipsis. So if you look at the documentation, they'll call this thing Ellipsis. So you go to the Ellipsis, the three dots, and click Projects. What it's going to do, it's going to take you to a web page, a website, called Project Web App. Now, hold on, Docs. You got Project Online, you got Project Web App. What does all this mean, right? What, how is one different from another? So let me bring up, there you go. So Project Web App, to put it simply, is essentially the terminology that Microsoft calls the web-facing part of Project Online. Just that's a simplistic explanation. Y'all with me? Project Web App is not separate from Project Online. It's a component of Project Online. Project Online is this big thing. It does more stuff. But the web component, the browser component, the website you go to, it's called Project Web App. Now, once you're in Project Web App, certainly you have this thing called a carousel, so you can start doing stuff. You know, it's straightforward. But what I want to highlight is some of these links that you'll be using a lot as you get started with Project Online. First and foremost, so in this example, this Project Web App that I have, it's empty. It's like brand new. I have another one that I've already put in some data, all that good stuff. So first I'm going to click on this link that's called Projects, and it's going to take you to what's called Project Center. Project Center essentially is an aggregate view of all the projects in your organization. See that? I just made some executive happy right there. And I'll talk more about those indicators in a second, but Project Center gives you a big picture view of the entire organization. Keep in mind, it respects who you are as well, since I'm pretty much the administrator of this, so I see everything. It, from a permission, privilege perspective, it will only, so if you're a project manager and you're working on three or four projects, unless you have privilege to other projects, you only see your stuff. And that's true with executives too. If, you know, they're executives, you can set up all the rules where they can see everything, kind of thing. So that's a Project Center, very important place to remember. The next one is what's called the Resource Center. As the name implies, I'll talk more about this. The Resource Center will show you a listing of your project resources. And these are not just named resources. Mostly it's going to be named resources, actual people. But you can put things like generic resources. So for example, I'm sure a lot of you are in the situation where, well, docs, when I start planning for a project, I don't really know who I'll get, but I know I'll need a senior developer or junior developer or senior quality assurance person. Y'all with me? So you can put these little placeholders called generic resources as well in the pool. And additionally, you can put material resources as well. So like equipment, conference rooms, what have you. Yes, ma'am. Very good question. Can we import a portfolio of projects? It depends. So I can talk to you more about this, because if it's in an Excel file, I suspect the fields and the information there is not consistent with what they have here. I mean, I'm sure you can bring in some information, but I got to see first before I can tell, yeah, you can suck everything in or not. Yeah. But there are ways to bring it in. Another beauty of the Resource Center, other than showing me a listing of my project resources, and this is really, really important in a lot of organizations, one of the big things when I work with customers around this, one of the biggest pain points they have is around resource management. They would go, Ducks, you don't know how bad we have it here in our IT group. Every Tuesday we do resource planning, we fire up Excel spreadsheet, we try to figure out and play Tetris. Who's available, who's not available? Never happens, right? And then every November, October, when we want a request for a new headcount, we have to come up with some justification, and we dig up all these Excel files. It's just a nightmare. And then even worse, I can't tell if I have capacity to take on more work. The business keeps requesting, hey, can you do this new release or new project? I just don't know how much capacity we can take. I just take my resources word, hey, can you do more work? Yeah, I guess, right? But having something like this, real time, I can pull up, so I picked four people. They showed me capacity of these four people, and I can look at specifically, okay, what's Alex working on? He's working on these projects. What's his availability? What's capacity on this time frame? Blah, blah, blah. I could change time. Not only is this useful for today, but I could go back to the past you talk about asking for more headcount, I can prove, look, Alex is doing too much work. We need another QA person. Everybody with me? You feel the love? Okay. Just making sure. Now, other than the resource center, another key section that we all should be familiar with, and I'm not saying you got to start changing everything. There's this page called PWA settings, okay? Essentially what PWA settings is for, it is different than the Office 365 Admin Center. This allows you to configure certain parameters or needs of your organization. So for example, I'm sure a lot of you, especially if you're a global organization, you have different holidays. Y'all with me? Who works in global organizations, right? You may have teammates in different parts of the world. They have holidays there. You have holidays here. All those are not defined at all. So what you could do is for your organization, you can come here and say, okay, I want to create a specific calendar for my company. So for the U.S., for your operations in Shanghai maybe, or Mexico, and then you can put in the holidays and what have you. I'll show you an example of this in a second. But that's what the PWA settings page is for, and as you can see, there's other settings that you can work on. So keep in mind, Project Web App, key areas, Project Center, Resource Center, and PWA server settings. Once you're good, you know, you've signed up, you've provisioned it, you kind of familiarize yourself, you want to get started, right? The next step is make sure you establish your enterprise standards. Now, I'm going to stand on my project management soapbox here for a second. In the last 12, 13 years of working in this field, every time a customer comes to me and say, hey, Dux, we want Project Server, or we want SharePoint for project management, I go, why? Just like you, dead silence in the room. So that makes me insecure as an immigrant to this country that my English is not good enough. So I ask another question. ¿Por qué? Why do you think you need Project Server? Oh, no, our projects are behind. You know, we're over budget, delayed, blah, 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 blah. Okay, tell me about your project management process. What process? Process. We don't need that. We just need Project Server. Life would be great. You've been there. As we all know, project management is a three-legged animal. It's not just a tool. A lot of times people expect from an organization using email to manage project would miraculously embrace lovingly using a tool like this. Not. So when you sign up with Project Online, while technically it's straightforward, I encourage you to step back and think about what problems are you trying to address. And don't tell me, Dux, I want schedule management, resource management, reporting. No freaking way. Pick your battle. What's the immediate pain point? So, for example, this is an actual customer I've worked with. One of their biggest thing is, Dux, we just need to improve scheduling, like top of mind. That whole resource management, reporting, we could do that later. Okay? So how does project happen here? How do you envision? So I just stepped them through, literally, I fired up Visio and created what this is called a swim lane diagram. Okay, how does project start? A sponsor initiates it. Once it's approved, a project manager is assigned. Okay, once a project manager is assigned, what happens next? Project manager has to build a schedule. Where? Project professional. Good. Once it's built, people are assigned. We need a collaboration site, blah, blah, blah. You all see this? This is a very important exercise. While I talk about Project Online here, it's just a tool. You're a tool, Docs. No, just kidding. Why this is so important as well, it gives us a big picture of how we're going to work, how we're going to use this, but more importantly, what are people's roles and responsibilities? As a project manager, I got to do these things. And guess what? What did we just define? How people should be trained. The wrong approach is, you're a project manager, go attend a 4-day training on Microsoft Project. Yeah, right. I'm going to love that. I don't already have time. But if you draw out people's roles and responsibilities in a swim lane diagram like this, guess what? The project manager, all he or she needs to learn is this stuff, and we can do that in 2 hours. Y'all with me? Is this helpful? Everything I show here, by the way, I'll send you the Visio diagram of this too, okay? So you can just change it up. At least start off with your team to work through it. Once you have your game plan, the next step, you go back to Project Online and figure out what your organization-specific standards that you need to put in there. So, for example, I'm going to bring up the my environment again. So let me go to my PWA server settings. Notice there's this section here called Enterprise Data. This is where you put your organizational standards. So I'm going to go to Enterprise Custom Fields. Now you can put custom stuff in there. So for example, you might want to put like department code, billing code, right? Or any company-specific information or metadata that you can use later for reporting purposes. Another example around your organizational needs, like I already said, is like your organizational calendar. So I went in there and I created a calendar for my organization. You'll see this in an example later called AvPoint. And I got to put in our calendar because in my company, we don't work on Fridays. I just made that up. Don't tell my boss, right? But later on, I'm going to use that calendar. Notice that Fridays, no work. Right? Wouldn't it be cool if you put that in your Project Online environment and schedule shows, hey, we don't have to work on Fridays. Now, think about what your organizational needs are. So based on your process, tweak the global template. Next, you populate your resource pool. The resource pool, I kind of showed this to you earlier, but what's nice about the enterprise resource pool is it can pull information from your Active Directory environment. One of the things that Office 365 can do is it could federate, and if you're not familiar with that term, federate, is it could be integrated with your company-wide Windows, AD, security, login stuff. Y'all with me? So you don't even have to create a separate login for people to use this. Once IT sets this up, federation, the instructions are there. They can still use their same login at work and use this. And every time a new user is added there, and if you want to make them available as your resource, you could put it there too. So you could do bulk. You don't have to do it one at a time. I mean, you could, but you could do bulk edit. You know, you can add one resource one at a time, and you could put in all the stuff. You could define a lot of things, right? Other than their name, you can put who they report to. You can report who their what their skill sets are, what their billable hours are, and you can even put cost tables. Y'all familiar with cost tables? Okay. So for example, cost tables are, you know, I may be able to do three things, right? I could do project management, I could do programming, and I can cook. If you bill me out as a project manager, maybe $10 an hour. A programmer, $20 an hour. A cook, it's like $100 an hour, but the same resource. Y'all follow me? So if you need it to be that specific and intricate, you can certainly do it. Now, once you've defined your enterprise standards, and part of which also is maybe you might want project templates for your organization. So you may have projects that you keep doing over and over, like you keep doing events or marketing campaigns or software releases. You can templatize that, and people can use that too. So how do you start using this, right? Let me give you a big picture of how Project Online works from a life cycle point of view. Now, just to clarify and make sure we all are clear, notice I put here Project Server. You see, Project Online is actually Project Server in the cloud. Earlier, Jared was talking about, you know, Exchange, Link, SharePoint, Project Online. These are the server products that traditionally been on-premise, right? And the way Project Online works certainly is the same thing as how Project Server works. So fundamentally, this is how the going back and forth of Project Server behaves. And I think it'll give you a good foundational understanding of how people will use this. So how does this work? So let's say you're a project manager, and keep in mind, when I say project manager, it's everybody. It's not just you got to be a PMP or that's your formal role. The idea is a project manager can initiate and create a project in Project Online. And there's multiple ways of doing that, and I'll show that to you in a second. Once they do that, they do it on Project Server, Project Online. Once they do that and they start staffing their project with people, Project Online would notify the resources that they've been assigned to some projects. Literally, they'll get an email and say, congratulations, you're the lucky person to be working on 10,000 tasks. Right? And once they see that, they can interact with Project Online directly in the browser. And when I say interact, they can now do task updates. They can upload documents, whatever they need to do to interact with the project. And then those information, especially relevant ones that may need to go back to the project manager, it will go back. So for example, let's say a resource, Dux, updates my task, and in my update, I put in there, I need 10 more days, right? So the estimate was, this is supposed to be done in 5 days, and I asked for 10 more days, which will impact the rest of the project. Y'all with me? Project Online would not automatically change it. What's going to happen first is Project Online would notify the project manager. The project manager would review that update, right? They might pick up the phone and call, hey, Docs, why are you behind? You know, whatever. Bad estimates. And then the project manager, if they accept that update, they can literally hit accept. I'll show it to you in a second. And then the information will be updated in Project Online. New schedule will be produced, and relevant resources would be updated. And that's how the circle of life continues. Now, from an executive perspective or customers, at any point in time, they can go in and have visibility into what's going on, be it reports, be it resources. So essentially, that's how this whole thing works. So when we get started, let's get started with the first part. So let's say I want to start using Project Online. What are the ways? Tell me the ways, Docs. There are actually two ways to start using Project Online. The first way is you get started by creating a project site. And, you know, that's what I typically do. So let me go back to Project Web App. So let's think about this, right? Let's say your boss comes to you and say, hey, Cliff, I need you to work on this new project. What's the very first thing that you do? You go to your standards, okay? What does that mean? Yes, go, no, go, charter. And most likely you fire your email first, right? Hey, Ducks, my boss just told us to do this. Do you have a document I need to review, or you worked on this before? Kind of thing, yeah? At least for me, I don't start firing up Microsoft Project and start building a schedule. Now, some people do that, but I'm not that kind of person. So the first thing I want to do is create a repository so we can all work together immediately. Because the last thing I want is I start shooting emails. Boy, you know how that can snowball negatively. Maybe initially it's no big deal, but as that project builds on, you get all these email back and forth, and then 2 months down the road, you forgot what's in there. So I want to provision a project site, and you can easily do that in Project Web App. All you have to do is go to Project Web App homepage. You click on that and give your project a name. So let's say I'm going to work on a project called Executive Presentation because it's a big project. I'm going to present to the board, and I need a lot of people to help me. So I can start a new project, and I can just hit Create, right? So as soon as I hit Create, it's going to do its thing. It's going to provision a project site. So I kind of pre-did that earlier. So voila, it creates this project site. And in the project site, going back to Cliff's point, well, Ducks, I know that in this project I have my charter, my templates, my documents. Y'all with me? So I want to make it as a part of this project so I can simply, I have some stuff that I uploaded earlier. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to my local machine because I've stored a lot of documents here that I've used in the past, documents and templates. For sales, we'll need this, proposal templates, whatever. I think I've got these already, so let me look at other stuff. Expense template, yep, okay. So I'm just going to take these, and again, I'm doing all this in my Mac. I'll switch to my Windows environment in a second. This is known as a Finder. It's kind of like Windows Explorer. I could easily drag and drop as a way to upload. It's already there. Yep, go ahead and replace it. Voila. Yep, replace it. Good stuff. Yeah. So I create a project site to be a central repository of my documents, and not only my documents are artifacts, other relevant artifacts too. So I'm going to go to my task list, for example. I'm going to start putting in some basic things I need to do. I need to review conference guidelines, research topic, download application, contact previous speaker. I need that by March 26, whatever. Docs will do that. Cool beans. So I could start putting in all these little thoughts and information from my mind. Okay, so let's see. I got to get out of the field to be saved, okay? And then lastly, so we talk about project artifacts, tasks. The other thing that's very, very important, at least for me, I'm sure for you too, is the idea of project communication. And we use email, and I'm not saying you get rid of email. I still use my email. But coupled with email that could help make it better is you can use social tools like Yammer. There's a lot of sessions on Yammer and social. I know some of you are looking at me weird. Social, docs, I don't want to post pictures of my cat on my project site. I'm not talking about that. There's a lot of great value in social. I have a session tomorrow just on social and project management. But what I did also in this project site as a part of my site template, let me bring up my Windows environment to kind of switch it up a little. Let me kind of show you what I've got going on here. So let me go to my project site. Okay. Oh, it's right here. There you go. So notice I have what's called a news feed, and everybody that's going to be part of my project, all the conversations are captured there. And keep in mind, I can type my communication there, but I can also email. Yammer interacts with email. I can directly email, and it'll be captured there. On my terms, if I'm an email kind of person, fine. But it's still going to be in this one-stop shop centralized repository. Don't you love it where when you're managing your projects, you have a bunch of repository, primarily your email, and then maybe it's in a USB drive that you carry around? No more. So that's one way to get started. The next way to get started is to utilize Project Professional. Now, I mentioned earlier, I'm the kind of person that I get started with a project site. But what if you're the type of person that, you know, docs, I really start with Microsoft Project because I'm more analytical, and I know that Microsoft Project is really good in three things. It helps me with schedule development management. It helps me look at resources and also some basic reporting, right? Earlier in my story, when I kicked off this session, I said, my experience with Microsoft Project the first time was like that first bad date. The reason being is I don't have any formal project management background at that time. At that time, I was an engineer, and you know, I knew nothing about project planning. I knew nothing about dependencies and tasks and lags and what have you. So I'm going to fire up Microsoft Project, and I'm going to create something from scratch, and especially if you're an organization that has project that you do over and over, so for example, we do this software development project all the time. I'm going to do that. These are just out-of-the-box template. Okay? Y'all see that? It's not brand new, docs. We've done it over and over, so when my boss tells me, I'll just fire this up. So I've got that going. You know, we've got all the basic tasks and milestones, what have you. These all looks good. So a couple tweaks I need to do here. First things first. I need to update project information because this project will actually start on March 3rd, okay? Notice I have custom fields. Remember earlier I was talking about enterprise templates? So these are some fields I have to put in for my company. Project health, right now it's a 10. 10, at least my standard or our standard, everything's fine because it's just starting, whatever. And all the other stuff's not there, so I'm good. So based on my project start date and based on this predefined template with estimates in there, if I start on the 3rd, looks like, at least for now, it's going to finish on July 14th. Next step is one thing I don't have here are resources, okay? And this is, again, where the power of Project Server comes in. So if I if I go ahead and add my resources in, I can go to Microsoft Project Pro and say add resources. Notice there's a link there that says build team from enterprise. Guess what this thing is doing? It's going into the resource pool. Remember Resource Center? Getting everybody in there and showing me who my resources are and what some of the predefined resources are already inserted in the project template. Now, additionally, the cool thing about this is not only can I pick specific people, so I'm going to pick specific, so I'll pick myself. I'll assign myself to this. Docs, okay. I can filter specific criteria. So, for example, I can say, show me those that are only available between March and July whose billable rate is $5 an hour. Y'all with me? Yeah? We have those kind of people in my company. Sir? Sure. No. Absolutely. Very good question. So the question was, Docs, you work in a global organization. How, you know, you don't want to see 50,000, right? So earlier when I talked about setting your organizational standard, you can put a custom field. There's different ways of doing it. So one of the ways, create a custom field, say, business units or department. Or there's another thing called RBS, resource breakdown structure. Not only can you define, like, countries, business units, maybe skill set. Show me all IT pros or only senior people, whatever. So the answer is you can do it. You can slice and dice however you want. But the key here is you have to define your global standards early on before you start using this. Yeah? Good question. Now, so you can put in all those criteria. So, you know, I just put myself. Okay, good. And now, looking at all this stuff, so I'm going to assign task to this. So I'm going to assign everything to Docs. Okay, so let's see. Oops. Did I do that? Assign resources. All right. What am I not? Oh, 1 second. Yeah, the reason why there are certain tasks that's already been assigned, and when I do global assignments, some of these are summary tasks, so you're not, it's a roll-up of these things, so you're not really assigning anybody. So let me just pick a couple for myself here. Okay. Assign resources. There you go, Docs. Okay, assign. Okay. All right, good. So you do all this. You plan. You add resources. And maybe you're not done, which is fine. So I can hit save. Okay, so I'm going to call this the PC14 top secret project. I can pick the department. Again, this goes back to your custom settings, your enterprise global settings, and hit save. Yeah, okay. So now after I've done that, once I hit save, this is very important, it's still not visible in Project Web App because this is still work in progress. Maybe you don't want to show it to everybody yet. You're still working on it. Y'all with me? So let's say you're done working on this, and you now want to show it to the world. You want to publish it. So there's a process called publish. Once you hit publish, it will make this project available on Project Web App. The assignments will go out to the resources. And notice when I hit publish, a pop-up came up is, okay, I'm going to create a project site as well so your team members can come and collaborate. And did you want to change the name? No, that's fine. I'm going to hit publish. So as soon as I do that, notice there's a status indicator at the bottom to say how fast or how slow it's completed. So let's go look at it. Let's go to go back to my browser. Let's go to Project Web App. In fact, let's just go to Project Center. And in Project Center, again, I can update the view. So earlier somebody was asking, if you have 50,000 projects, you don't want to see everything. So you can filter, right? You can put a date range, whatever you want to do. So I'll just do it based on project summary. So it'll display it in an alphabetical fashion. And here you go. Notice this, PC14 top secret project. So now it's available. and it gives me some basic information. I can look at the schedule. If I look at the schedule, this is the exact same schedule that's on Microsoft Project Pro. Y'all with me? And then additionally, what's also created is a project site where we can come together and store project-related artifacts, documents, the social feed, risk issues, all that good stuff. I think it's still loading here. Yeah, there you go. Yep. So notice the same list of tasks shows up. You know, you can tweak this, you can remove this. Now I can start uploading documents, whatnot. Okay? So that's the second way. How's everything so far? Useful? Sir? Very good question. So the question is, Docs, when you save, in fact, let's see if I could redo this. Where is that? Right here. So let's say I do a save as. Let's see what. This is what you're talking about, right? So in the past, it would say project server. And again, I don't work for Microsoft. I just use this. And this is just my theory. Is I think they just want to streamline all the terminologies more. I mean, there's PWA, Project Online, Project Server. So I think it goes to show that to avoid any of these terminology confusion. But functionally, it still behaves the same way. Absolutely, good point. If you're in 2010, even 2007, right? It would say Project Server. Yeah. So that's part of the education that we have to provide. Good. All right, next. Now, another scenario, by the way, before I move on, remember that other project where I created directly in Microsoft using a project site? You all remember this, the first thing I did? Now, some of you may think, well, Docs, what's the difference? So you started with this, and then you use Microsoft Project Pro. It's kind of like disconnect. Looks like this is its own thing, right? So let me explain quickly. When you create a project site and you put tasks in, the tasking capability here is very, very basic. The tasking capability in a project site doesn't allow you to do dependencies, doesn't allow you to do multiple resource assignments. So, and you can't, it's very simplistic. So if all you have is simple action items, to-do lists, this works. But if it becomes a complex or more advanced, so let's say I'm right here and I'm like, man, I need dependencies now. I need this, that, the other. I can't do it here. No problem. Because hand in hand, you can kind of make this graduate and elevate. And all you do is say open with project. And when you do that, that same task list would now then show up in Microsoft Project. And whatever you want to do with it in project, you could do it now. So it's very flexible. Regardless, if you start with a basic project site, which is SharePoint, or you start directly in Project Pro, you can slowly graduate. Because now, maybe you know more, right? You say, okay, this, let me just do this quickly here. This project actually is going to start on the 25th, okay? And then from a tasking perspective, do auto-schedule, all right. And let me just link all these. Okay, and then let me just quickly put duration. 4 days, okay. And I'll leave the other stuff alone, and let me hit save. So notice all these things, when I hit save, it's going to be updated. It's going to reflect back on that project site. Are you sure you're done? Check in, save, okay. Oh, no, I forgot there's a required field in the project information. Project health, this is 10, it's just starting. Close that, yep, check everything in. So it's syncing everything. Once that's done, it's going to update my executive presentation site. And so I'll let it be, and we'll see that in a second now. There you go. So now let me refresh this guy. And once I refresh it, voila, notice everything's updated with the duration, the time, all that good stuff. And this, by the way, will also be available in Project Center. So these are just in summary of the key steps I did for planning. The next step. So let's kind of go back to what we looked at here. We first said once you sign up, make sure you configure the key things. Step two, make sure you set up your corporate standard, whatever the process is, your global templates. Step three, you plan effectively. So there's two ways to plan. You start using a Project Site or Project Pro. Step four, now we're running the project. How do we measure progress, right? So at the very fundamental level, we want to update tasks. There's a lot of different ways, and this is the exciting part. A lot of new stuff here. So certainly, your resource can directly go here to the project site, and in the task list, let's say if they're done, they can just tick the box and say they're done. Y'all see that? That's one. Or they can go to Project Online. Let me jump back to my Windows environment here. So let me go to Project Online. Okay, there you go. So I could go to Project Online, and on the menu on the side, this is known as the Quick Launch, there's a little link called Task. The beauty with Task in Project Online, it's a roll-up of all the tasks you have for Project Online. The first thing I did is you only do it on a site-by-site level. But if you're like me, I'm sure you're working 100 things at the same time. So you can go to Project Online. It gives you a nice roll-up of all the things that you're supposed to work on. And then the way you update it, yeah, you can put percent and all that. But even better for me, I like actuals. So you can actually put in your actual hours. You can log it there, save it, all that good stuff. The other powerful capability here, since this is part of the family of Office 365 products, there's a new feature in Office 365, and listen, this is very important, that aggregates all your tasks across Microsoft tools, from Outlook to SharePoint to Project. In the past, that was a big pain point. You know, you have your Project task on Project Server, and then your Outlook task in Outlook, your SharePoint, it's all disjointed, y'all with me? But then I need to function on a daily basis. I need to know what I'm working on today, right? So now they have this global tasking capability where it shows me all the tasks that I have in Outlook, in SharePoint, in PWA, and I can look at what are my upcoming tasks. So it gives me what I call a personal timeline view. Very cool. But wait, there's more. So Ducks, does that mean if I bring up Outlook as well? Of course. I didn't even have to do anything. But since this is part of Office 365, anytime I get assigned a task in Project Online, it's going to automatically show up in Outlook. It's going to tie into all the Outlook reminders. And if you sync Outlook with your mobile device, you get what I'm saying here, right? You can even update it on your phone. Later, I'll do a demo in my next session, Breaking Bad Project Management, updating a task in my phone which reflects back to Project Online and Outlook. Right? Mind blown. Yes, sir. What's that? Can you say that? Very good question. Can you bring in issues risk? The answer is no. It's only task. Yeah, so the risk and issues still lives, it's still the same how it behaved before. It still lived on the site and rolls up to that project level. Utilize familiar tools. So I kind of talked about this already. What I love about this platform and this story is people can still work how they work, right? They can still live in Outlook. They can update their task. Now, given they can only update basic things in Outlook, like percent, if you want to be more detailed now, you know, actuals, you know, how much remaining duration, you can't do that in Outlook. It interacts. You saw a lot of demos this morning with co-authoring, Yammer. You can embed a Yammer social feed for your project. And it integrates with Link. So this is powerful. The other beauty as you start utilizing Project Online is I encourage you to maximize partner solutions. There's a lot of free apps out there. So I'll show you a couple examples here. So one of the apps that I love, and it's free on Office 365, it's called Meetings. It's actually from our company, but it's free, right? So the idea here is you can embed a meeting functionality for your project site where it's going to track meetings. So literally, when you're in a meeting, everybody have this open, and as soon as they type, you see the meeting notes and agenda all centralized there. You can export it to PDF, and you can put an agenda timer, all that good stuff. And this is free. So in this little meeting app I put here, I put a little meeting for presentation planning. If there's a lot of people, it'll show all the attendees, and it'll show real-time edits. Very powerful. And it works on mobile devices, too, like your iPad or Windows 8 device. So that's one app example. Another example is on your Windows 8 world. You know, there's a lot of apps on Windows 8, and Sensei Solutions, for example, they have a lot of apps as well. Now, another question I get a lot, and I want to show you this because some of you may not know this. Well, Dux, this is great, but I've got scenarios where here, and this is an actual customer I talked to. Give me 1 second. Let me log in. Here's my situation, Dux. We started with Office 365. We've outgrown it. We just use SharePoint. No project online. Now we sign up for a project online. But what we want to do, we want to move some of the data from SharePoint online to project online, right? So for example, this solution I use is called DocAv Online. And you know, I can show you more stuff. But quickly, I can show you, I can pull up all my Office 365 sites. So here, so this is maybe a good example. I'm going to move content here. So I'm going to go to my Project Online environment, and it's drilling down. Literally, I can point from another location. Not only can I move sites, I can move documents. All the permissions will be included. I can move versions to that granular level, and I could back up, restore, what have you. So there are a lot of tools out there for this already. So let's say here, we've got a lot of sites, right? So notice I'm going to move this. So I'm drilling down to this CCFY. I don't even know what this thing is. I'm going to go to that document library, and I'm going to go back to this side of the house, go to my executive presentation. Okay, let me just... There you go, executive presentation, list, and documents. There you go. So I can pull up specific, do I have doc? I don't think I have documents here. I have documents. Maybe I didn't. I'll just do this. I'll just take expenses, this one, good, and then move it here. And then I could do copy or move. Y'all see that? So a lot of great solutions out there, and there are solutions out there, too, for moving your on-prem environment to Project Online. Last step in rapidly implementing Project Online is, I'm sure you've seen a lot of this, and you'll continue to see this. Project Online has a lot of powerful options for reporting and business intelligence and dashboarding. So as an example, let me go to my reports, some sample reports I can show you. So one of the things that I love is I love to use Excel. I don't know about you. I love to use Excel to create my reports. And one of the new features here, Jared talked about this morning, is a feature called Power View. Power View allows you to animate your data and display it. And not only display it, it allows your users to manipulate it. So what does this mean? A good example would be, have you watched movies like it's a zombie apocalypse kind of thing? And then they report to Mr. President, Mr. President, the zombies are attacking West Coast. In 24 hours, it's going to grow like this. In 6 months, everybody will be zombies. Seen those movies? All right. And you see like how their dashboard kind of forecasts that kind of stuff? That's what Power View lets you do. So in this example, I have I use Excel. And I tapped into my Project Online data of all my projects. And I could notice, and it's kind of small, but I can pick a specific project. It shows me all the project data. Or I could drill down and filter a specific project in this case. Show me the e-commerce portal development. Voila. There you have it. And I built this in Excel and uploaded it to Project Online Document Library, and it showed it. And this data is real time. So a good use case for this is maybe you could just send this link to the executive who wants their dashboard, right? Hey, executive, here. This is your special dashboard link. They'll see the information real time. You don't have to deal with building PowerPoints after PowerPoints every single week. You know how that goes. You spend like 3 hours doing that, right? A lot of other options out there other than Excel services. There's Power BI. You can layer these on maps. Very cool stuff. So again, 5 steps to implement Project Online and fast track project management success. Once you signed up, configure the basic things. 2, you establish your organizational standards. Don't just aimlessly start using it. You will get lost. Your users will get lost. Have a directive on how you're going to use this thing. Start planning projects. You can use Microsoft Project Pro or directly create a project site. You can track it multiple ways. And by the way, once you track it, so let's say your team member, let me go to puts in their update as a project manager. Remember that whole picture I showed you? A team member updates, project manager will be alerted. Not only will you get email, all project manager, if they need to approve something, if their team member updates, it goes to this approval bucket, and then you can view what the update is, and then you can also forecast, if I accept this update, what's going to happen to the rest of the schedule? You can do what-if scenarios without actually applying it yet. Y'all with me? Okay. So it's pretty good. So it gives you that what-if scenario. And notice up here it says accept, reject, preview updates, etc. Lastly, it allows you to visualize project insights with a lot of the great reporting data that you have there. So, yes, sir. It's basic Excel on the desktop, as long as it's Excel 2013. Yeah. No, that report, I actually built it on my computer on Windows. And then once it's done in Excel, there's instructions where on how you tap into the data, and it brings it in, so you can leave it there. But my purpose is, because my manager, he carries his iPad all the time, so I just put it there too. Yeah. I can actually open that Excel file. In fact, let me show you locally. So this Excel file, I can say edit in Excel. Oh, not here in my Mac, actually. And I thought Macs were perfect, right? But I can actually go to this report, and I can manipulate. Let's say the boss comes back and say, Docs, I want to see this now. So I can tweet this, and it will fire up in my copy of Microsoft Excel. It's still thinking. There you go. Enable. Yeah, so I enable all that thing, and it'll show up my local Excel. I can tweak it, too. Good? All right. Good. What do you guys think? Useful? So, thank you. Where's that box? I just want to make sure I get the box back. Oh, it's right there? Okay. So as I promise, this session, first of all, is recorded, so you get the recording. But I'll give you PowerPoint. I'll give you everything I showed you here, pretty much. And feel free to take advantage of it. Here's my contact information. Don't be a stranger. And I encourage you, make sure you fill out your session. That would be greatly, session evaluation, that would be greatly appreciated. So, you know, if you could do it today or in between the breaks, that would be great. So that gives us a good feedback on how useful this would be. But other than that, hopefully I look forward to see you in all my other sessions. And my next session will be a fun session with Isabel. We're going to talk about how you break bad project management and come around and be a winner. All right? Thank you again, and enjoy the rest of the conference.